Man, come on, y'all. You're my lady. Oh, yeah, baby. Man, Ty is so funny. Listen, y'all, what's up? Happy Saturday to you guys. Me and Ty were outside. Outside the booth just talking a little bit. We didn't know the show was starting. We having so much fun. Listen, I love y'all and I respect y'all, man. Tyler Campbell, excited to be on the radio dials with you all today. So much so that I almost missed my own show. Hey, but when you're doing what you love, when you love what it is that you do, everything works out, man. And so this is a plum pleasing pleasure and a joy, as the older folks used to say. And so we're going to kick it how we kick it, and we're going to do it how only we can do it every Saturday with you guys. Listen, no matter the weather, this is where birds of a feather come to flock together. And at 12 p.m., listen to me, at 12 p.m., it is my time to bring you, as listeners, the sunshine. And from the north to the south and the east to the west, listen, please do not stress. And the reason being is because you know, listen to me, my brothers and my sisters, you know you are blessed, all right? It's your hostess with the mostest, Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, Mr. Real Life, Real Talk himself. And I'm live and wild on your radio dial with a smile on my face. Mm-hmm. Energy to waste. Yo, that's right. And if you're looking for inspiration, unity, and community, then watch this, ladies and gentlemen, watch this. It is guaranteed. It is guaranteed that you are in the right place. And so you already know. Huh. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. Ah, it's a plum pleasing pleasure. Listen, we are at the Horn Radio Station. We are live, we are local, and we are digital. This is home to some of the best Saturday shows this side of the Mississippi, man. I don't say it, I mean it, bro. It is a joy. And Rodney and Bobby got the mic hot for me off of Revved Up. And so if you have any text messages that you want to send in, 512-337-3776 is the line, the pipeline directly to Ty and I up here. If you're on the social media, you can check me out at TC Speaks 32. Yo, shout out to everybody who is in. Marty, I appreciate you. Everybody who's on Instagram and checking in with me right now, I love y'all. I respect y'all. I'm at TC Speaks 32 on all social media platforms. I am TylerCampbell.com, right? And my email, Tyler@TCSpeaks.com. But I want to get off into it hot and heavy right here and right now. And I want to say this, you know, back to school is upcoming. And I know, you know, it's been the dog days of summer. Everything's coming down to an end. So much has gone. Now we got to get order with the children. And I want to take the time out as a parent myself, with so much chaos that we have gone through as parents over the last couple of years. It's affected not only the kids, it's affected us as well. I just want to take all the time in the world right here and right now to just tell all the parents, yo, keep it up. You know, I think a lot of times so much is going on. You're trying to keep ordering your household. You're trying to make sure your kids are taken care of. You're trying to make sure your wife is right, fellas, that she got what it is that she need, that you're putting that back rub in from time to time. And to my ladies, yes, I said it. You're taking the time to rub your man's feet from time to time. Yeah, I just want to tell you, when it comes to your babies and when it comes to your children, in a world of uncertainty, in living through pandemics and going through hurts and going through struggles, going through different levels of anxiety, your kids experiencing so much different stuff that you all are growing through, all right? As a parent, sometimes it's just lonely enough to where you just don't know if you're doing a good job. And I want to tell you from somebody who has children of their own, sometimes you just need to be told, yo, keep up the great work. All right. Yeah. What you're doing, the lessons you're trying to instill. Yep. It's not going in vain. Yep. Nobody even sees it right now. Yep. Your children are going off the wall right now. Please, I want you all to know right here and right now from the bottom of my heart, please keep up the great work, man. And I salute you all, because it's easy to get down on yourself. It's easy to not know if what you're doing is meeting the needs of your babies the right way because of what is taking place in and around your household on a routine and regular basis. Sometimes we just need affirmation from place to place, from person to person, and it's not getting received, because a lot of times in society we walk around that everything is golden and everything is great in our own households. We don't really open up and talk to each other amongst each other about anything that we are facing or any of our shortfalls, or we don't feel like we bring our problems to the forefront in our relationships because we're worried about how people may judge us or what they may ridicule us for. So I want to lay all those walls down as kids get ready for back to school, as parents are heading back into their work fields, coming from vacation. I just want to tell you all, yo, you're doing a great job and you are necessary. And please keep on keeping on, and please continue to keep up the great work, because you are developing the future leaders of this world that we live in. All right. And I want to say this, because of the negativity that surrounds us as parents, it leads me into this segue. And this is for everybody. This is for our youth. This is for the business owner. This is for the CEO. This is for that child that's out there. This is for that parent. This is for that employee. This is for that coworker, that volunteer, that everyday person. I want to encourage you to write this down. And I posted this on my social media on Instagram earlier this week. I want to give it to you guys over the radio waves, because this is real. This is real life, real talk. Negativity is the Achilles heel to your character. Write that down. Negativity is the Achilles heel to your character. So what you have to do is set firewalls and boundaries against negative opinions of others towards you. All right. Negativity is the Achilles heel to your character. So set firewalls and boundaries against negative opinions of others towards you. All right. You can't allow those things to manifest within you. It is the negativity that will bring you down. All right. So go ahead and shift your mindset. If it's not for you and if it is against you, my brothers and my sisters, it can't even be around you. It can't even be in the same breath of air that you are taking. You got to take another avenue to get to your destination. If it means going around somebody, if it means saying I can't answer the phone with this person, if it means quietly sending a respectful text message saying, listen, if we can't vibe about or talk about something else, we can't have a discussion, because your negativity is plaguing me and inhibiting me from the growth that I need to peak and reach the destination I have over my life. Because if you don't, all right, negativity becomes the constant focus, and the outside opinions of others will serve as the foundation. Listen to me, y'all got to write this down. The negative opinions of others will serve as the foundation of skyscrapers too tall to climb that will lead you to your own demise. You don't even know it, but by allowing outside negativity to take place in your everyday walk, I'm not talking about the things you can't control. I'm not talking about the uncontrollables, but doggone it, you can control who you associate yourself with, who you talk to, the music you listen to, the books that you read. You have the power of choice to dictate if those things have a place in your life. My brothers and my sisters, if they have a place in your life, I am telling you, you are laying the foundation of skyscrapers too tall to climb that will lead to your own demise because of the negativity that you keep placing yourself in and day out. My brothers, my sisters, kings and queens, real life, real talk nation, you got a duty, you got a responsibility, and you have to exercise, flex the muscles. Come on, somebody. My multiple sclerosis warriors, you got to flex the muscle you got and choose and make the choice not to allow negativity to manifest out of the mouths and hearts of others that come into your life. All right? Exercise that. I want to send a special shout out. Hey, Big E, I see you, my brother. I love you all the way out. Shout out to the Watermelon Thump Country of the United States of America in Luling, Texas. I told people earlier, a couple weeks back prior, I waited 14 years to find Montel Williams, the famous talk show host, and I finally got a chance to meet him. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, to be patient. I say those things because I live with an autoimmune disease. I've been forced to learn patience in times of which I did not want to take it on. And good work, patience, man. I finally got to meet somebody who really paid dividends in my life as a black man living with MS, who just tried to find somebody who had a story to latch on to. And it was the great Montel Williams. And the gentleman from the high ground were actually telling me Montel Williams served our country and was in the military for about 5 years. I think he left as a lieutenant before getting into the talk show business. And I finally had the chance, thanks to Twins Coast to Coast and the Mirror Image MS Madness podcast, they allowed me to get on with Montel Williams, man, and we shed tears together. And so Real Life, Real Talk Nation, y'all know my journey. Y'all know my struggles. I'm open and about everything I've gone through with MS. Finally got a chance to meet one of my heroes. And I think Bobby and Rodney were coming in the studio as I was getting in as well. And we just talked about how, man, isn't it such a letdown? Like, Ty, have you ever met somebody that you kind of idolized? And then have you ever been experienced where you met that person and that person wasn't all that you envisioned they would be? Or, like, have you ever been in a situation where you're looking for an autograph, you didn't get it, or there was just a letdown from it?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I feel like that's pretty common.
And doesn't that hurt, though?
It does.
It hurts, bro. And so for me, I got a chance to meet Montel Williams virtually, and it was everything that I envisioned. And I'm so thankful for that moment, because it doesn't always work out that way for people when they meet their heroes. I met one of my heroes, and y'all can listen to that episode off of the Apple podcast. And I want to say that I have a Let That Marinate on Your Cerebrum too. That's upcoming. It actually came to me because y'all know this. You track with me, my son was blessed enough to make it to Junior Olympics. And at the Junior Olympics, we actually made national news, but not for good reasons, okay? Not for good reasons. We made national news for people getting trampled in Greensboro, North Carolina, at the Junior Olympics. We made national news for fighting taking place at the Junior Olympics where kids are competing. We made national news stating that shots were fired at the Junior Olympics, and we're up there in North Carolina A&T while all of this is taking place in the midst of watching our babies compete. People start getting trampled, and somebody says, hey, somebody's got a gun, they've got a gun. And in the midst of mass chaos, people start running and jumping over the barriers and getting on the track where kids are competing. We're talking about our babies. This is the Junior Olympics. And I want y'all to know that it seems, this is my first time being around massive amounts of people at one time, it seems that people are more on edge right now, like more anger, more highly tempered. My wife and I talked about this. It just seems that people are on more edge nowadays than they ever have been before, and it's because so many of us have been hurt. So many of us have been living through a pandemic for years. So many of us are trying to get adjusted back to life. So many of us have lost our loved ones. So many of us have lost jobs and inflation, and now you've got COVID, now you got monkeypox, they got all these other things coming into our life, and the challenge is when people get irritated or when people get angry in a situation or don't like things that they hear, the tendency is to react instead of responding. And so I want to pose the question to you is, which person are you in this Let That Marinate on Your Cerebrum? I say girls and boys react, but real men and real women respond. Girls and boys react. Real men and women are the ones that respond. What category do you find yourself into? Junior Olympics came to mind because it said that the chaos came about because people were pushing and shoving because the lines weren't moving as fast to get to their seats. So what happened was somebody got irritated. Somebody with a girl or boy mindset got irritated instead of reacting to the situation like a real man or a real woman should, exercise some patience, found another avenue, but they got quick-tempered. And as a result, they shut down the Junior Olympics for an entire day because people are living lives in situations that they don't like that they are in, and they are reacting instead of responding. They are acting like girls and boys instead of real men and real women. What category are you finding yourself in right here and right now? When emotions run high over your life, do you react or do you respond? Because I came from a situation where I literally saw it where people reacted and they didn't respond. And when you react instead of responding, that's when terrible things start to manifest themselves and they start happening in the lives, and innocent bystanders end up getting hurt. Because people reacted instead of responding, y'all, there were little children who got trampled at the Junior Olympics, man. Yo, flat out. So analyze your life. Look at what it is that you're going through, because we are all going through something right here and right now. Make no mistake about it. I don't know what it is. Is it your children? Is it a situation on your job? Are there problems within your marriage? Yo, the list goes on and on. All right. Is it entrepreneurial failure that you are experiencing? Is there a disease that you are living with that you don't necessarily know how to confront and talk to your family about it? And you are feeling like you are consistently getting attacked when all these things shouldn't be putting themselves in your life because because you feel like you're living your life to the best of your ability. Whatever it is, there is a level of hurt that you are experiencing right now. There's a level of pain. There's a level of anger that you have. And we've all been hurt. We've all been scorned. Make no mistake about it. We got more in common nowadays than we do have anything differently. But the world will make us believe that we are not even close, but we are more alike. And the question is, with your hurts and with your pains, with the things that are coming your way that you don't like, are you reacting instead of responding? Do you have a boy or a childlike mindset, or can you be mature enough to be a real man or a real woman on this earth and start acting and serving from a level of response? A level of response. That's what we need more of today. Yeah. That's what we need more of today. We coming in hot and heavy on the line today. And I appreciate everybody. We got people trying to join in on my social media and my live. But I got to have everything separate, man. So just stay with us as we're continuing to roll down this road. Again, let that marinate on your cerebrum. Girls and boys react, but real men and real women start to respond. And man, speaking of Junior Olympics, Todd, you got that video that I sent you?
I did.
Did you see? Okay, this is a sidebar to that, but I do want to say this. The highlights of watching my son compete, they were the highs. But y'all, there are some people with some incredible athletic gifts, and I sent Ty a video where I saw a man who was 6'5", 225 pounds, and he won the 200 meters at 17 years old. Can we get that man on the roster down here?
I hope so.
Can y'all get that guy on the roster down here, man? Listen, sometimes you have to get out into the world to see what's out there in the world, man. And I just wanted to give a shout out to my son. He's in the other room. By him, again, getting us to see the Junior Olympics, I want to tell my son, like, man, you are my hero. You are everything. You mean everything to me. But by you stepping up and walking into your own greatness, son, you made a level of impact for our family. You have taken us to a new state together, Messiah, and we got to experience a new part of the country together, take family trips, go through Greensboro. We actually visited the National Civil Rights Museum, and my son started to understand the value of exercising his voice. And those things are powerful. So make no mistake about it. As the school year comes up and summer is coming to a close, man, to all my parents, keep in mind the experiences that you shared with your babies. Allow those things to keep within their chest. Allow those things to continue to grow inside of them and allow them to walk with confidence over the things that they've done. And you as a parent, man, I'm just letting you know you've done a good job. And that you need to keep up the great work for whatever it is that you're doing. And it's special. And it matters, you know. And those are the things that are going to actually propel us in our next segments upcoming, man. I got some heat coming you guys' way. And I don't know if it's I don't know if it's mainly my heart with where I stand. But I think there's also a lot of negativity in our world with the word bad. And sometimes, y'all, yo, bad can really be good. And those are the things that we're going to talk about as the next upcoming segments come. And I got some videos. I got some great stuff that's coming over here on the hot waves, in the radio waves over to you. But I want y'all to think about that, man. Sometimes the things that you are going through are so necessary. All right. It's not something that life has it out for you. It's not something that saying that you are a bad person. Sometimes we have to go through to get to our destination that we have over our lives and to go further and faster than we ever dreamed of. However, when we're going through this mess, it doesn't always actually feel as good for us. Right. It doesn't actually feel comfortable. It's not something that we like or something that we enjoy. And that's the thing that's going to keep us propelling if we can change our mindset to it. So on the other side of this break, y'all, we're going to talk about say hello to the bad guy. Check us out.
Bad guy. I'm back. I'm back.
Oh, Ty, you got to turn me up in the headphones, baby. I'm back. Yo, that's James Brown, baby.
Get up,
come on, James. Come on, Jay! Hey, y'all, Ty is stern-faced behind the studio walls, but I know he wants to dance. Ty, you know this song? You gotta know this song.
I'm bobbing my head back here.
There you go. Listen, this is the Godfather of Soul, y'all. And we're going to get up off that thing. We're going to dance till we feel better today. Whatever you are going through, I promise today you are going to be helped and find out a solution towards whatever trial tribulation you've been going through. Somebody in here, you've been going through something this entire week, this entire month. You are looking for answers. All we do on Real Life Real Talk Nation is that I don't always provide the answers. I'm just somebody that allows your mind to have freedom and clarity to find out a solution to whatever it is that you're going through. Yeah, I'm just a messenger, somebody to help filter. All right. And so it is a joy. It is a plum pleasing pleasure. Last segment we talked about in our Let That Marinate on Your Cerebrum, I said boys and girls react, but real men and real women respond. And then I pose the question, which one are you? Somebody who reacts to situations, they don't bring clarity when adverse moments are put forth in their lives. They just go off of emotion and they react how they feel. We are living a time in a country, in a world where people are more reactionary than they are responding to certain situations, and it produces outcomes that we don't need. And that's why I use the Junior Olympics as an example, because, man, can you believe it? It was said that somebody had a gun at Junior Olympics, man, where kids are just trying to compete and win medals from across the country. Witnessing that, being around that. Kids just trying to go and compete, and they can't even do that because people are reacting instead of responding. Yo, which one are you? And go ahead and make a determination that you are going to be a stand-up man and woman on this earth. You're going to start thinking when their boss says something on your job that you don't like, when your friends shortchange you and they do things that you don't appreciate, when somebody steps on your new, brand new Air Jordan tennis shoes and you just got them. Listen to me. You just got them. I need you. I need you. I need you to respond instead of reacting. All right. So we need those things. I need you to pick those things. You gotta look at yourself in the mirror. And I always talk about this. Yo, being a man and a woman who looks at themselves in the mirror, it's a hard thing to do. But people have less patience. People are more angered nowadays. And I'm calling on Real Life Real Talk Nation to set a new precedent. All right. To be the difference makers in your relationships, amongst your family, amongst your friends, on your job, as an entrepreneur, whatever your title is. I need you to be the difference maker. And right now, it is as simple as thinking and bringing clarity to a conversation, because the way that you respond will change the way that people handle and react moving forward to whatever comes their life, their life's way. All right. Be the leader. Yo, be the truth. All right. Be the answer to the problems that people are experiencing. I need them. We need them, because so many of us are hurting, and we got to get this right now. Hey, Ty. Cue that TC Speaks whenever you can. And today I want you just to hit it two times so we can get off into it, man. Hit it two times for me today. That's one, Ty. Oh, my Lord, that's two. All right, so let's go so we can grow. I promise y'all to give you the title of what today's message is. Write this thing down. Say hello to the bad guy. Yep, James Brown got me getting up off my thing today. I'm trying to get better. All right, say hello to the bad guy. Now, I know what y'all thinking. Y'all saying, man, TC, come on, you ain't a bad dude. You always got a smile. You always upbeat. You know what I'm saying? You passionate. You love the community. Like, you love the kids. You got a wife. You got family. Like, you, what do you mean? Say hello to the bad guy. That's not you. Okay? I want y'all to stay with me on this, though. You see, I come from the time frame of, like, Michael Jackson bad. All right? I come from the dialogue in amongst my community where bad is really good. Yep. Bad is really good. And so what I want to take that slogan to today and break it down for us so we can be attentive, all right, with bad being good. When you are somebody who is doing something new, when you are somebody who's embarking in a new relationship, when you're going into a situation where you are uncertain of the outcome, when you go into a room and you don't know anybody, when you start a brand new job and it's not necessarily your skill set, you may have the struggles of not being great at that relationship. You may have the struggles of not being the employee. You may have the struggles of not being the parent that you need to be or want to be right off the bat. The reason being is because it's all brand new. Right? So I'm asking people to give themselves grace right here and right now and know that actually being bad at something in the very beginning of a new embark or a new venture for yourself is actually a good thing. Yep, yep. Somebody is entering a new season of a season of newness over their lives. You are doing something right here and right now in your personal life that you have never done before. And your mind told you that when you started this new journey for yourself, it was going to go this way. You're going to be able to do this. You're going to pick things up really quickly, right? You said you were going to have timetables and deadlines that would be met over your job, over your personal life, and they would get done. And it's turning out for you that it's not happening the way that you envision. Yo, don't get down on yourself. We talked about negativity earlier. Understand that being bad at something is actually a good place to be. Principle number one, I want you to understand this. This is how we get through those of us who are in a situation or a level of newness over our lives. This is how we get through it. Principle number one, you have to learn to love yourself through your failures. Yep, yep, yep. Say hello to the bad guy. The bad guy has to learn to love yourself through your failures. Yep, because actually where you are in this country, we are such a perfectionist type of country. We're such a perfectionist type of world where if things don't go right off the bat, where if you aren't the elite, where if you aren't the lead salesman, where if you aren't the lead chef, where if you aren't the head honcho, where if you aren't the that person that everybody goes to, for advice, you are deemed as not a good person. You're a bad person. And I want to tell everybody, this is how we take the power away from other people and we put it on ourselves. I want somebody to hear this and hear me well. Stop living your life through the eyes of somebody else. First off, you need to determine what giving your best in life really is. Yo, a boss should not determine what your best is, right? Your spouse should not determine what your best is. You should be able, as a man or a woman on this earth, young man, young kid, you need to start getting comfortable with determining and have an understanding of evaluating of what your best in life actually looks like. What does that look like? You determine what your best is. Stop allowing other people to determine what your best looks like. And you're always measuring your barometer of your best. You giving forth the best effort towards something that you are doing that you've never done before. You're letting somebody else judge whether you have been giving it your all or not. And I'm telling everybody to keep all of that power within your doggone self. And you have to be the judger. You have to know what is your best. What does it look like? And you have to learn to love yourself through those failures in doing so. If not, you're always waiting on somebody else's approval. And that level of negativity, that level of leaning on, that level of empowerment that has just been all stripped away from you, you've got to learn how to pull those things back and keep them within. What does your best look like? How is it that you measure it? And that way, when you are bad at something, you can always channel yourself and say, hey, I gave my best effort at this. No, it didn't work out the way that I wanted to. No, I may not have finished the project the way that I needed to, but guess what? When it came to tallying up my minutes and the way I look over my overall day, yo, I gave my best. I have my head to the grindstone. And that way, when your boss comes over, when your friend comes over, when somebody else comes over to judge you of your overall performance, it doesn't cripple you to where you can't get up from the situation that you are in. Right now, say hello to the bad guy, because where I am is not where I'm always going to be. Because I'm going to know what my best effort is, and I'm going to measure and hold my own self accountable over giving my best. Because you're always going to fall short in somebody else's eyes. But the key is, can you make sure that you don't fall short in your own viewpoint of yourself? Yeah, you don't need somebody else's approval when you aren't the best at something in your current state. And understand always that loving on yourself through your failures, you failing now, but my brothers and my sisters, that's not where you always are going to be. That's the confidence spoken over to you. Learn to love yourself through your failures. Say hello to the bad guy. Take us out. Yeah, Ty. Come on now. Come on, man. That's the Godfather of Soul. Come on, the Godfather of Soul, y'all. Let me take you down. We talking about James Brown. Papa's got a brand new bag. Yeah, 17 singles hit number one on the Billboard charts. Nicknamed the Godfather of Soul. The hardest working man in show business. Yeah, that's Mr. James Brown. Soul Brother number one. He's who got me hype. If you like Michael Jackson, if you like the dance moves of Usher, Raymond, and Chris Brown, yo, it would have never been possible without the sweet feet of Brother James Brown. Soul Brother number one, man. Papa's got a brand new bag. One of the first, and here's another one. One of the first 10 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The first 10 inductees, when they had him, James Brown was in there. And I just love his energy, man. Love his passion. It's Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, at TC Speaks 32. I've got my kids in studio with me. Ty, I don't know if you can see it. Sometimes my son just comes and put his face on the window over here trying to distract me from time to time. It has been a joy. What can you do? Hey, I'm a parent. I got my kids with me at work today. Hey, we all go through it. So today, ladies and gentlemen, text in 512-337-3776. I'm at TC Speaks 32. Hey, Kathy Chester, I see you on Instagram. Thank you. She said, this is brilliant. Hey, I appreciate it. The messages, they don't come from me, man. It's all from the man up above. I'm just the messenger, all right? I'm just the messenger. And what was on my heart was that, I'm in a season of newness in my own personal life. You know, my kids are getting older. Family is growing. There were things that I was once good at that I'm not so good at now. There are things that I'm trying to improve on and trying to develop new strategies as to how I get there. And what I am noticing is that, man, I'm pretty bad at some of these new things that I am trying to do to further enhance my brain clarity, to further enhance my consistency, to further grow myself as a speaker. And some of these exercises that I'm embarking on, yo, they don't always yield the result that I want them to result in. And so I tell people that when I say hello to the bad guy, and I'm telling people, yeah, I'm bad at the things that I'm going through, the changes that I'm trying to make in my life, I'm bad at these things because they're new to me right now. It doesn't mean that I'm going to stay there, but right now I'm pretty bad at them. But I'm also letting people know that being bad at something is actually a doggone good situation to be in. Because when you hit rock bottom, when things aren't working out the way that you'd like them to work out with, and if you're a person of heart integrity and striving to get better, you're going to figure it out as to how you get yourself out of this situation. And it's not necessarily going to take somebody else opening a door for you. You're going to build some level of resiliency for yourself in this moment of newness, in this moment of not really understanding what to do or how to perform. In this, you are building a solid foundation for yourself in life that you're going to be able to stand firmly on for years and years to come. So when I say hello to the bad guy, I'm talking to those individuals who are in a season of newness, and this newness isn't working out the way that you envisioned. Know that being bad at something, yeah, is actually really, really good. Yeah, it's good to be bad at something, because when you are bad at something, now you're going to do whatever you can to take it and make it good. Yo, I appreciate everybody, man. Everybody joining in. Reed with Steve, I appreciate you. I love you. I thank you all for tuning in. So when I went through principle number one, how you turn the bad guy into something else, then you've got to take it to where you first and foremost learn to love yourself through your failures. Learn to love yourself through your failures. That's what you've got to do. How do you learn to love yourself through your failures? Principle number one, I told everybody the best way to learn to love yourself through the failures right now is you have your own barometer of what it looks like to give your best at something. As long as you are giving your best at whatever season of newness you are in, whatever the job is calling you to do, whatever you and your marriage are going through right now, whatever your parent-child relationship is looking like right now, whatever your friendship is looking like right now with somebody, in a season of newness, the way you learn to love yourself through your failures is you end up having your own barometer of measuring if you're giving your best. As long as you know that you are giving your best, it doesn't matter what somebody else says. And then on top of that, you don't go around measuring what your boss has to say. You don't go around taking the power away from yourself, putting it on other people for their approval of what you're going through and judging you and giving you a grade. And then that grade isn't obviously what you want, but you don't stop pushing because you already have it embedded in your heart that I'm giving my best. I'm not where I want to be right now, but trust me, I gave it my best. I'm one step closer to where I need to be. And as long as you are doing that, that way any constructive criticism given, you don't take it to heart. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You let other people say what they gonna say, but it has no bearings over your heart and your spirit. Yeah, it keeps you rolling. Yep, it keeps you pushing, and you have your own motor that is generated to get you to the destination or the place you need to be. All right? And you do that by loving yourself, engaging what your best looks like for you. Not through the eyes of somebody else. Stop giving it away. Stop giving it away. You don't need somebody else's approval in this season of newness. Yes, you're bad at it, but you're going to get better and better, and that's what you hang your hat on each and every day. Cowboy up. Hang your hat on it. All right? Principle number two. Here you go. You got your love down. You got your best down. You got your barometer. You've got your how you gauge your own performance. Principle number two, attitude is everything. I think the great Miles Monroe, he always said, if you have the right attitude, there's no limit to your altitude. The great Miles Monroe, he would say that. He'd say, your attitude is everything. He would say, as long as you have the right attitude, there's no limit to your altitude. And as long as you have a good attitude, it will pay dividends for you continuously in this process of trial that you're going through. Life is going to force you to learn a level of patience. And so when I talk about your attitude is everything, I love boxers. I love boxers because you got to go 12 rounds with one person. 12 rounds is a long time, especially if you go the distance, if it's not no early KOs. Yo, you got to have some endurance and you got to learn to pick your shots very, very strategically. That's why I love watching Floyd Mayweather, because it's like he plays defense. He used to play defense, and he would wait on you to wear yourself out, and then he would attack you. Your attitude towards something is everything, and with the right attitude, patience in this season of newness will have a miraculous effect over your attitude like you would not be able to believe. All right, because it's gonna force you when you're doing something new. It's going to force you to take on endurance and patience, and those are two things that most people in this world don't necessarily have equipped until you go through your own trial or until you go through your own tribulation. So it's working patience over you, and you're learning patience for yourself, and then you're learning to give yourself grace, which when you're doing these things, it changes your attitude. You can start to laugh in the midst of some of the things that you fail at. You can start to be patient with yourself. You can start to give grace to yourself. You can start to become your own best and personal cheerleader because your attitude has miraculously changed, because in principle number one, you have the barometer to what your best looks like. So you look at yourself differently than the rest of the world does, and that builds confidence in everything that you are trying to do. All right? A lot of things you're going to understand are out of your control. All right? It's forcing patience over your life. It may be a bad feeling, but it is a doggone situation to be in. It may be a bad feeling for you right now, but this season of newness is a good, good situation to be in. That means you have a heart and a mind that is willing to learn new things. And you can't pour knowledge and wisdom into something. You can't receive knowledge and wisdom into something if you feel like you are already the best at what it is that you're doing. That's why Tom Brady is so dope. That's why LeBron is so dope. Kobe, Mike, everybody, they were so dope because they lived their lives in a season of learning. And they fueled themselves by an attitude that I can get better each and every day. I don't care what outside people have to say about my game, my fadeaway, my spirals, my form. I don't care what other people have to say. I'm always looking internally to compete against myself. And that's how you produce a level of endurance that works a level of patience over your life, because you're not worried about what anybody else has to say. Your attitude and your focus is 1,000% on you. Oh, man, and you are robbing yourself of the energy. And those are the things that keep a fire lit underneath you, and you never get tired of playing this game. I don't think Tom Brady plays against the competition. In my eyes, I feel like he's out there competing against himself. And guess what? It is producing best performances that this league has never seen. I think LeBron is out there competing himself. He wants to win, but doggone it, he's competing against himself each night. And that's what's keeping him hungry. You got to fuel yourself, and your attitude towards what you're doing is everything. Say hello to the bad guy. You in a good situation, man. Take us out, Ty. Yeah. Yeah, James. The boss, man. He said, I pay the cost to be the boss. I think James Brown, come on, y'all. This has got to be one of the most sampled musicians of all time. Like, I listen to the beats, man. This is Pay the Cost to Be the Boss. And I listen, and I've heard other people take these beats and make other songs. Out of all the songs, all the music we played today, like, you've heard those sayings, you've heard the bass lines, you've heard the funk music tunes that have been taken from James Brown. And other people have made great songs from him. And I think that's honor, that's powerful. I think a lot of times I go through the past so I can help people appreciate the present. You know what I'm saying? And so for me, I give back a lot of times to older artists. I like to mix some new stuff in there. But, man, when I talk about Soul Brother number one, when I talk about the hardest working man in show business, when I talk about, man, the James Brown, I have a level of passion for it, brother. I love it. I love it. I love his music, man. I appreciate y'all, man. It's Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, Mr. Real Life, Real Talk himself. And 512-337-3776. It has been great today. We've been talking about, you know, say hello to the bad guy. And gave away principle number one, you know, learn how to love yourself through your failures. Learn how to love yourself through falling short. Those are the things that are going to, you know, that are going to help you through this spirit or this season of newness of doing something differently that you've never done before. The way you get through it, because you're going to keep bumping your head, you're going to keep falling short. You have to continue to love yourself. The reason being is because if you look outwardly to get somebody or to seek approval from somebody else, you're going to become so frustrated because now you're letting other people dictate, you know, your life value, your core values, who you are as a person. Other people are dictating your success. And it is not about that. You determine what your success looks like. What does your best look like? You make sure you meet that every day. Love yourself through your failures. Say hello to the bad guy, right? Because when you start something, you're not always good at it right off the bat. Prism number two, your attitude is everything towards it. In the season of newness, welcome in the attitude that you're not going to be great right off the bat, but getting better each day is what your goal is for yourself, right? Because, listen, we've all been the bad guy. We've all been bad in relationships. We've been bad as parents. We've been bad on our jobs. We've been coworkers. But understand, incrementally, little by little, we're actually ascending to a place of being good. Hello. That's why I say it's say hello to the bad guy, and the bad guy is not always a bad place to be. The bad guy is just the starting ground, but you are ascending each and every day to being the good guy. Yo, we all got a story. Yo, some people listening in who are talking right now, you got a past. You got an abuse level in your past, substance or physical. Like, there are things that you have done that you are not proud of, right? But you are going to a new place. You are going to a new place in your life, and that bad guy is ascending and turning into the good guy. I think we probably talk about it all the time, but I love it, man. Somebody just wrote in. I think it's Eric the Plumber, man. Hey, TC, I don't hear you every weekend, but I truly appreciate your thoughts when I do. You're going to get to listen. I appreciate you too, Eric. I mean, Chris, thank you for listening in. I'm right off the bat, man. We quick off the cuff with it. But everybody has that story of where I am, man. They say, man, you should have met me. If you would have met me in my 20s, if you would have met me early on, you wouldn't have liked me. Yeah, you were the bad person. But guess what? You shaped, you molded, you did some apologizing, maybe some counseling. I don't know, but you were patient with yourself, and now we see this good new you in. But it all started from being bad at something. That's why I say being bad is really good, because you are ascending. Now you are growing. Now you are shaping. Now you are molding. Now you've loved yourself. Now you've had a good attitude towards renewing yourself. And now you're to this place of comfort. You're now to this place of expertise in your life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've ascended. So we've gone from ground roots. We've made the incline. Now we're to the pinnacle. Now we're to the new person. Now we're turning in things on time on our job. Now we've never missed any of our child's games, right? Now we're bringing flowers home to our wife, to our husband. Now we're telling people that we love them. Now we're being there. We're valuing relationships. We are checking in on people instead of waiting for other people to check in on us. We are ascending. Now we're getting to a level of good in our life. I love it. So now we're here. So now you're at the top of the mountaintop. So let's get here. How do we stay here? Here we go. You got to know, or excuse me, you got to get to a place where you become responsible instead of comfortable. All right? You've got to battle with yourself of becoming responsible instead of comfortable. Because now you've done all the work. You're at the mountaintop. We're there. And now it's easy to love this new you. And now you're getting comfortable in your job. Now you get comfortable in your marriage. Now you get comfortable as a father or a mother, which contributes towards laziness. Now you're getting comfortable. And we have to change that to being responsible. You've done all this hard work to build a better you, from the bad to the good. Now you can't get complacent, and we have responsibilities to uphold. How do we stay up there? We check in and we make sure that we are living by principles 1 and 2 each and every day. We've got to get ready to fight. We've got to constantly go to battle and war with life to be responsible instead of comfortable. When we are responsible individuals, now we're walking in the purpose over our lives, and we're not letting the purpose die. We're letting the purpose drive. You wake up every day with knowing that it is a privilege to open your eyes, and because of that, you got to go to work. Yeah. We are responsible with the dreams, the vision that we have over our life. We have not become complacent. If we become complacent, then we're back down to being bad. Yo, we got to stay on the good side. Ascend to that. Monkeypox, COVID, all these other things. It's chaos. Out of this chaos comes order, but we can't get the order if you aren't responsible instead of being comfortable. Too many people in leadership have gotten comfortable in our country. Yo, we got to become more responsible, and it starts with us, Real Life, Real Talk Nation. I love y'all. I respect y'all. This one says, TC, you are one of the most uplifting speakers I've ever listened to. I love you. I respect you. Ty, take us out, man. This is Mr. TC Speaks, Mr. Real Life, Real Talk. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. Peace!
You can't take my joy, devil.